Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And this segment, we will be brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. And high school football keeps marching on. We got a whole slate of games to break down for y'all.
Getting crunch time in this football season. Playoff berths are up for grabs. Seeding, playoff seedings, and a lot of things going on getting late in the season. And we'll see how it plays out.
All right, so let's just go ahead and start talking about some of the games. Coffee, the Coffee County Trojans tonight, they head over to Jenkins in a key regional matchup. You don't think it's so key?
I just don't think it's going to be much of a football game.
Okay. New Hampstead visits the Islands tonight. New Hampstead trying to keep their playoff hopes alive after dropping to Wayne County last week.
Well, Wayne County, we know, is a good football team. New Hampstead's a good football team. The Islands, hasn't been Shark Week a lot this football season.
Mm. Valdosta heads over to Chris Gilman Stadium to play the Camden County Wildcats. This should be a defensive struggle. Valdosta's defense is on a different level statewide. Camden's got a really good defense, too. I think the first 1 to 17 points wins that game.
You know, I always do my research when I come do this show.
Yeah, sure you do.
Valdosta's got the number one scoring defense in 7A. Camden's in the top 10 in scoring defense as well. Giving up just a little over 15 points a game.
It's going to be a good game.
Yep. Valdosta, 4.38 points a game so far this season.
That's not too shabby.
What, seven or eight games in?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
It is. Lowndes at Colquitt. Of course, the Colquitt County Packers, they're coming off of a thrashing of the Camden County Wildcats with a little help from the Yellow Flags, but still.
49-21, and you're talking about Yellow. You sound like an Alabama fan.
Mm. You weren't there.
49-21.
You weren't there.
And you're talking about flags?
It was something. Anyway, Lowndes trying to really, you know, Lowndes is looking, thinking to themselves, if we beat Colquitt, we might win the region. That's what Lowndes is thinking.
They lost to Valdosta.
Well, I mean, if then Camden beats Valdosta, then, you know, who knows?
Okay.
All right, Houston at Thomas County Central. Northside Warner Robins at Lee County in a pivotal region matchup. Of course, veterans at Tift. The Brunswick High Pirates go up to the Corral to play the South Effingham Mustangs. That should be, well, I mean.
You got to play the games, man.
Okay.
You're in your region. I mean, you play your region schedule. I mean, you're playing schools that are, have the same type of attendance, and they bunch them in the region together. So South Effingham, what are they, 3-4 on the season?
I mean, I don't know.
They're not a bad football team. Brunswick's just got to go up there and take care of business.
That's so funny. They're not a bad football team. Typically, when somebody says they're not a bad football team, they're a bad football team.
They're not. They hung with a good Glen Academy team, 13-9.
Speaking of Glen Academy, they'll be at home against Evans at Glen County Stadium. Glen Academy had a huge bounce back game last week. Looked really good. Scored a lot of points. I like them at home, even though I'm not picking this game. I'm just saying I like them to play well at home.
Glen's bounced back. It's 2-4. Now they're 4-4, and got a chance to went out and be a 3 seed.
The Statesboro Blue Devils have 2 wins on the season. Been a rough go for the Blue Devils. They'll be at home at Womack Field against Bradwell trying to get the ship back on the tracks.
And they will.
Okay. Greenbrier travels to the Swamp to play the Ware County Gators.
That's going to be ugly.
Ouch. Eagles landing at Warner Robins. Probably, in my opinion, here it comes, the biggest game in South Georgia tonight. The Wayne County Yellow Jackets head over to Savannah to play Benedictine, in my opinion, de facto region championship game, even though it's still a little before the end of the season. My opinion, the winner of this game wins that region.
It's going to be tough for the Jackets to go to, I guess they're going to play in Memorial Stadium in Savannah. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a tough road contest for the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. But, you know, they're a good football team. Still got Burke to play, too, on their region schedule. So everything's out there for Wayne County to go get. Just got to figure out a way to get it.
Well, I don't know if they're going to be at Memorial Stadium or not, because Beach plays Savannah same night. So I don't know. I don't know where they'll be playing.
You could play that in a cow pasture somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Savannah Country Day at Calvary Day. Groves at Johnson. They got a lot of games up there in Savannah.
Yeah.
Only one stadium. Liberty at Long. Fitzgerald at Sumter County. Worth at Jeff Davis. Huge rivalry game. Vidalia at Appling. Tatnall at Brantley. And then the Pierce County Bears hosting Windsor Forest. Atkinson at Clinch.
That's going to be ugly, too.
And here we go in a big rivalry game. The ECI Bulldogs head across I-16, down I-95 to play the MCA Buccaneers in Darien over in the ship. This game's been circled on both calendars for a while.
Yeah, that's going to be – you're talking about games of the week in the coastal Georgia area. This is in the top two or three. This is going to be a good football game.
I totally agree with
this
you.
This might be a 12. This might be a 13-12 or 14-13 kind of game.
It could be. It could be. Jefferson County goes to Dublin. Metter goes down I-16 just a skosh to play Claxton. Screven at Savannah. Ooh. And then another big one. Neither team has the best of records this season, but anytime you get these two together –
they don't really like each other a whole lot.
No, they really don't. The Frederica Academy Knights head up to Statesboro to play the Bullock Academy Gators.
They've been pretty successful on the road up there against Bullock the last couple of times, if my memory's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Frederica is battle-tested. They have played the schedule from you-know-where all season long, and they'll be ready for this football game.
That is one thing that you can absolutely take to the bank is what Kip just said. There is no GISA team. There are very few GHSA teams that have played a tougher schedule than the Frederica Academy Knights have to this point.
Nope, and I think that's going to get them over the hump tonight.
We shall see.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Huge games in South Georgia all over the place. The Wayne County Yellow Jackets head over to Savannah to clash with Benedictine for first place in the region. MCA welcomes region rival ECI to the ship in Darien. Bullock Academy grudgingly welcomes Frederica to Statesboro in a huge rivalry game.
Statesboro hosts Bradwell at Womack Field trying to get the ship back on track. And Camden hosts Valdosta at Chris Gilman in Kingsland. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and before we get to these raggedy rankings, we're going to do the week in review.
And here we go. Good job, Penn State. Way to show us how deep the Big Ten really is. Hi, I'm Brian Harsin. Welcome to Walmart. Jacob DeGrom sure would look good with a tomahawk across his chest. Panthers, this is what happens when you put all your chips in on Baker Mayfield. Wouldn't you figure that when Texas and Oklahoma leave, Oklahoma State would be the next best program? Nope. TCU in Kansas. Right on schedule, USC loses a big game to eliminate them from the college football playoff. Don't laugh, UCLA. You're next.
They are.
The AFC South, the most winnable division in all of the NFL. Huh. Braves get Dansby signed. Has anyone seen the Florida Gators? The top 25 sure hasn't. Fox is hoping and praying the Yankees get to the World Series because nothing says ratings bonanza more than a Padres-Astros World Series. The Falcons and Jags both suffer from multiple personality disorders. Holy Jesus, the Jets are contending in the AFC East for the first time since the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Oh, my.
Hey, Kip. A new Mario Brothers is on the way. Look for it to outdo Top Gun in the box office. And these are my thoughts.
Stop.
What do you mean?
You're taking these little cracks at Top Gun Maverick. I told you way back that that thing was going to be a box office bonanza. Nah, just for people over 50.
No, that's not the way that conversation
that's
went.
For don't, people don't, like, yeah.
No, that's not the way that conversation went. Don't put words in my mouth. What you said was
what you said was
the movie was going to do well, and I said I agree. I think the movie is going to do great in a certain demographic. That's what I said.
People over 80s people. People over 50, yeah, they'll flock to it, but they don't. Those people don't go to the movies.
That's never what came out of my mouth. So, all right, can we get to the rankings?
Let's get to them. See how far Brunswick dropped this week, having a bye week loss.
You don't lose the bye week.
Let's see where the Pirates dropped from 2 to what, because they had a bye week.
Checking in at number 10 and holding strong at number 10. Got a big game in front of them. Coming off of a 31-24 overtime win, the Wayne County Yellow Jackets hold at number 10.
Big game tonight against the BC Cadets in Savannah. It's you against the world, Jackets. You're going to have to play the officials up there as well.
Coming off of a bye and holding at number 9. We got a big game tonight. The Houston County Bears at number 9.
Houston's only got one loss on the season.
That's
They're
right.
Good football team.
At number 8, holding at number 8 with a 21-0 win over Montgomery County, which the score wasn't as close as the game actually was, or vice versa. It wasn't as close as the score. It wasn't as close as the score. MCA, 21-0 over Montgomery County at number 8. At number 7, with a 19-0 shutout of Bryan County, the Screven County Gamecocks hold at number 7.
And they play who this week? They play Savannah High. So, yeah, they might climb. They're going to climb in these rankings.
At number 6, holding on to that 6th spot with a 42-0 win over Johnson, the Calvary Day Cavaliers retain the 6th spot.
Public school football in Savannah is not very good.
At number 5, with a 48-0 woodshedding of the Bradwell Tigers, the Ware County Gators also hold on to their number 5 spot.
That Ware Coffee game coming up. Whew, it should be a good one.
Will be for the region championship. At number 4, with a 48-0 thumping of Jeff Davis, the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricane also hold on to their spot at number 4.
That's a good football team. Defending state champion. Appears that they may go back-to-back or have an opportunity.
Should. At number 3, with a 48-0 drubbing of East Lawrence, holding on to that 3 spot, the Swainsboro Tigers at number 3.
Wow.
At number 2, coming off of a bye week.
Wow.
Getting ready to play a big game themselves up the road in South Effingham, holding on to their number 2 spot, the Brunswick High Pirates at number 2.
That's a first, Pirate fans. You bye weeks pass, that's at least a 2 or 3 spot drop. Bye week earlier in the season, you dropped completely out of the rankings, if you remember correctly. Had to work your way back in.
It was a preseason ranking they fell out of that gave way to a regular season ranking.
Okay.
It wasn't they just fell out. It was we turned the page from preseason to regular season.
I thought it was because they had a bye after they beat your Camden Wildcats and they just got dropped out of the poll. But who knows? We'll go back and check the records.
At number 1, coming off of a 20-0 win, a hard-fought 20-0 win over the Richmond Hill Wildcats, retains the number 1 position in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Your number 1 team again for like the 8th or 9th week, whatever it is in a row, the Valdosta Wildcats. But they got a tough one this Friday. They're going to earn some stripes.
Giving up 4.38 points a game. Camden, can you score 2 touchdowns on the Valdosta Wildcats?
You know what I was thinking about that game is
Can you score 1? Go ahead.
What I was thinking about that game, I said it in the last segment, 17 points wins that game, in my opinion. Whoever gets to 17, you're going to win the football game. Well, I don't think either team can score 17 on the other's defense. It's going to come down to putting your offense in a good position with a key punt return, kick return, or maybe a turnover to give your offense a short field. Whichever offense finds itself has the most opportunities on a short field wins that game.
It was 0-0 at halftime last week with Valdosta and Richmond Hill.
That's right.
Cats come out in the second half and score 3 touchdowns and put that game away.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's going to happen again.
I'm just trying to figure out what your point was.
The point is Valdosta is going to beat Camden County in Chris Gilman Stadium. That's the point I'm making.
Valdosta will be playing to set themselves up for a region championship game with Colquitt. If they beat Camden, they do that, and assuming Colquitt handles Lowndes. And Camden is trying to win that football game to put themselves in position to potentially earn a number 2 seed in that region.
Number 1 Valdosta will come in here next week, still number 1 in the Jason Bishop Power Rankings.
You want to recap?
I need a recap.
Great. Man. At number 10, the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. At number 9, the Houston County Bears. At number 8, the MCA Buccaneers. Number 7, the Screven County Gamecocks. Number 6, the Calvary Day Cavaliers. Number 5, the Ware County Gators. Number 4, the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricane. At number 3, the Swainsboro Tigers. At number 2, the Brunswick High Pirates. And the number 1 team again this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Valdosta Wildcats.
Inquiring minds want to know, where are the Coffee County Trojans?
That's a great question, and I'm glad that you brought it up. I've been eagerly awaiting to answer this question.
Okay.
The formula has put together everything, and the Coffee County Trojans are just millimeters behind the Wayne County Yellow Jackets at number 10. But, you know, some other teams that the formula likes, Savannah Christian didn't get in, Appling didn't get in, Pierce didn't get in. And here's something that the formula does. You always like to take shots at the formula, but let me tell you something, right? Appling beat Pierce, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so Appling has the head-to-head over Pierce, correct?
That is correct.
And Wayne County beat Appling, correct?
Correct.
So, therefore, Wayne beat Appling, Appling beat Pierce, and you see Wayne at number 10 instead of Appling or Pierce.
That still didn't answer my question. Where are the Coffee County Trojans? Because there's not 10 teams on this list that can beat them.
Time to go to break.
Make sure you find your way to catch 228 on Georgia, Florida Saturday. 11 TVs so you can see the game from every seat. Don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime. Before the game, for happy hour 4 to 6, or just for your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check out our Facebook for specials. Go Dogs!
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call. 912-638-1965 or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Your hometown grocer in Darien, Coastal Market Grocery Store at 5214 U.S. Highway 17. Whether you're stocking up for the big game this weekend, having friends over, or just a quiet dinner at home, get on in and see Teresa in the deli for a hot, fresh meal and say hi to Cliff for all your fresh-cut meats. Check out our weekly ad on Facebook, the Coastal Market Grocery Store, Highway 17, Darien.
At Cunningham Jewelers, we don't kick field goals, we score touchdowns. Let Cunningham Jewelers' friendly staff help push you over the goal line with that special someone. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Cunningham Jewelers proudly says, "Let's go, Dogs!" That point where I gotta hand the keys to the
hand
car.
The keys off.
Yeah, I gotta hand the keys to Kip Ranch and just pray that Kip Ranch keeps this thing on the rails.
Just keep it on the rails. This week's edition of the Butt Hurt List. You ready, Jason?
Sure.
Honorable mention.
Okay.
The Jacksonville Jaguars. How on God's green earth do you blow a lead like that in Indianapolis? You were dominating the football game the whole time, and you found a way to lose in the fourth quarter. I don't get it. Yeah, I do get it, but why does this keep happening to the Jacksonville Jaguars? Are they a cursed team? I don't know.
I think they're a playoff team.
Okay, well, they better pick it up a notch.
Oh, look at their division.
Number five on the butthurt list, the Atlanta Braves. Yeah.
Still?
I'm saying it. 101 wins, and you're gone. Out of the playoffs. Lost 3-1 to the Phillies. Team you beat all year.
Well,
you can't beat them when it matters.
They played them 19 times, and they lost 8 of them.
Well, that means they won 11 of them.
That's good math, Kip.
Yeah, so they won the season series against the Phillies. Won 11 out of 19 games, and you go and lose 3 out of 4 in the playoffs to a team that won 87 games.
Don't forget, the Braves won 88 and won the World Series.
87 games. The Phillies in the NLCS tied 1-1 with the San Diego Padres.
We need to stop having these wild cards win the World Series and have some of our favorites like the Yankees and the Dodgers and all those folks start winning the World Series, because it's better for baseball to have that happen.
I'm about to address the Dodgers here in a second.
Okay.
Number four on the butthurt list, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. How do you go to Pittsburgh, a double-digit favorite? Pittsburgh has a rookie quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And they have Mitch Trubisky on the bench. He comes in after quarterback gets hurt. Trubisky comes in and he puts away Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Bucs in Pittsburgh.
Might be a quarterback controversy just like we have in Athens.
Stop. Tampa Bay. Could the GOAT retire midseason on you guys and just walk away from you? Could the GOAT do that? I mean, he could get away with it.
He could do it.
Could he just say, man, I'm tired of this, man. I got a supermodel wife. I come out here, you know, week in and week out, and you guys don't block for me. Man, I'm tired of this. I'll take my Super Bowl rings and my supermodel wife, and I'll ride off in the sunset. You guys figure it out with Kyle Trask.
Assuming he still has the supermodel wife.
Oh, yeah, well. Number three on the butthurt list, the Los Angeles Dodgers. 111 wins. And you get beat by the Padres, a team you won beating your division by 20 games.
And beat them in the season series 14-5.
And you get beat 3 out of 4 by the Padres, a team that got hot and eliminated you. Freddie, think about this, Freddie.
Mm-hmm.
For all that money you got to go to L.A. and play for the Dodgers, your season lasted 4 hours longer than the Braves. Think about that for a second. 4 additional hours. That's how long your season lasted, more than the Braves did.
And Freddie's saying, that's okay, because when my career's over, I'm going to be paid an additional 12 extra years when I'm done playing.
That's okay.
Deferred money.
The Dodgers, 111 wins, and don't even get to the World Series. Wow.
Is that number one?
No, that's number three. Oh. Number two. And we knew it was coming. I said last week when I picked these clowns to win, I said, I don't know why I'm picking them, because the USC Trojans.
That's kind of what you do. You miss games a lot.
I missed that game. I picked TCU, though, by the way. You picked Oklahoma State.
Mm-hmm.
I picked Georgia Southern last week, by the way, to beat James Madison. So, yeah, I just wanted to throw that back out there. USC, you did it to us again. Lincoln Riley, you did what you're doing, what you did at Oklahoma. You run up and down the field and track meet teams. Then you get to somebody that plays any kind of brand of physical football, and you find a way to lose. USC, welcome to your new normal under Lincoln Riley.
Mm, he did a lot of that at Oklahoma.
Yes, he did. And number one on the butthurt list, and I'm so glad that I can say this, the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Because they lost by a field goal?
It's how they lost. You got 17 penalties. You're undisciplined. Tennessee just One receiver scores five touchdowns. Hendon Hooker cements a Heisman Trophy against your defense. You got Will Anderson that didn't even suit up last week. Yeah, he suited up, but nobody heard from him.
Yeah.
Where was he? Nick Saban looked really old on the sidelines last Saturday night. Last Saturday in Knoxville. He looked like the 70-something that he is. Alabama, undisciplined, overrated. Bryce Young.
Wow.
They've ruined your career. Here you are, probably the best pro prospect they've had in quite some time
at quarterback.
In Alabama, you're ruining this kid's career. You're ruining his career. What's he got to show for it? A beat down by Georgia in the championship game last year, and you go to Knoxville and get a 52 burger hung on you.
They did win the SEC championship last year.
Did they win the Natty? They're wasting the kid's career.
You just asked what's he got to show for.
Did they win the Natty?
Got an SEC title trophy.
We don't worry about SEC. We worry about national championships.
Oh.
That's how the elite are measured.
I just thought I was answering a question.
Okay.
You posed something to answer.
Bryce Young, they're wasting you in Tuscaloosa. Nick Saban, your team's undisciplined. Will Anderson, are you even playing anymore? And last but not least, Pete Golding. How in the you-know-what do you still have a job at D.C. for the Alabama Crimson Tide? There you have it. Number one on the butthurt list.
That's a good question.
The Alabama Crimson Tide.
Wow. Never in a million years did I thought that the Alabama Crimson Tide would end up number one on your butthurt list.
So they ended up on number one because they were the consensus number one team coming into the country this year. They were going to win it all. The loss against Georgia last year, a generational Georgia team that had 15 players go pro. Alabama had the same type of defensive talent coming back. Oh, really?
Interesting. I think somebody's hating on Alabama.
Coastal Real Estate, Paige Aiken Real Estate. Luxury homes on St. Simon's Island and Sea Island, Paige Aiken Real Estate. A realtor that knows the market, Paige Aiken Real Estate. Paige Aiken is a seventh generation native of St. Simon's, 35 years of domestic, international, and local real estate experience. Create your own legacy and get your story started. Contact Paige Aiken Real Estate, 912-258-6000 or online, paigeaiken.com.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Joining us, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Sasser, the Braves are done. So I guess this might be, unless something crops up on us in the offseason, might be our last Braves conversation. We're going to have it on Tyler Matzek. Didn't have him in the postseason, the short postseason that was for the Atlanta Braves. He's having Tommy John. And so before we get into all the surgical jargon, just kind of run this down, and I want to get your opinion on this because this is a really interesting situation for me. Matzek comes back from a shoulder injury at the beginning of the year, tells Brian Snicker that his elbow doesn't feel right and that his velocity is down. They do an MRI. They don't find anything. And then the velocity never returns for the season. They kind of slide him down to the sixth, seventh inning guy. And then his last outing of the season, he goes to Snicker and he says, hey, you know, my elbow hadn't felt right the whole year, but now I've got discomfort. And they did the MRI and they find what they find. Now he's got to have Tommy John. What, talk to me about when he comes back from his injury and he's saying my elbow doesn't feel right and his velocity drops. Did they miss something when they did the original MRI? Is that possible?
I mean, it can be, you know, nothing is 100%. It's a lot of times I will tell people that if I really want to know something, if I put a scope in your shoulder or your knee, I'm going to be looking at your anatomy like I'm looking at you in an exam room. So MRIs aren't 100%. You can increase the sensitivity of an MRI by shooting some dye in there and seeing if the dye kind of leaks out, and that might show you a tear. But also, the other question is, was this sort of a tear in progression? As in, the elbow was inflamed, he was having some problems because he was compensating for a shoulder injury. And as we all know, if your shoulder hurts, then you get bad mechanics. If you get bad mechanics, you're putting more of the pressure on the elbow to kind of compensate and increase your velocity and continue with your, you know, your accuracy. And maybe that was it.
Is this something with the, so this could go back to the shoulder injury. You've got the shoulder injury and the Tommy John. So let's just pretend that maybe they're not related. And so he pitched a ton of innings last year for the Braves, last season, the playoff run. Could that have kind of spilled over into this season to where he's having these issues because he pitched too much last year?
I think so. Once you get some micro tears, some issues in the elbow that you can't really see, an MRI is not going to pick that up. But just stress on the elbow, stress on those ligaments. Just a quick kind of medical jargon. We do know that that ligament that is reconstructed for Tommy John surgery is not meant to throw a ball like that. They've done studies on it and show the amount of force that is placed across the elbow. It is basically at its point of failure almost every single throw. It is that close. With the number of games that he pitched last season, actually I was talking to somebody about that could have led to the shoulder issue and potentiated or propagated the elbow complaint in the next season and then led to the injury requiring the surgery.
So he goes down, typical Tommy John year and a half, and he goes down right at the end of the season to have the surgery. So in your medical explanation, you know, Tyler Matzik's not a, you know, he's not a spring chicken.
Sure.
Are we going to miss him? I feel pretty good to say we'll probably miss him all of 2023. Are we going to miss him into 2024 too?
You know, it's funny with Tommy John surgery, the surgery itself heals pretty quick. But because you can't do anything, you lose your conditioning, you're almost starting from ground zero. And so that's why it takes, the rehab is so long. And again, even if you use the ligaments that normally they use to reconstruct, you're not repairing the ligament, you're reconstructing the ligament by using one of your own tendons. That's why it takes 12 to 18 months, because you need that ligament to be able to take that stress, and you need to basically teach yourself how to pitch again. Mm. There are some studies out there that are looking at a more aggressive type rehab program protocol. But it is unfortunate, especially with these type of surgeries, because it's not like an ACL where they're out for 6 to 9 months. And maybe if they are out for the first, at the end of the year, if you go ahead and do their surgery, you might get them back for halfway through the next season. Being 12 to 18 months, yes, he will be out all of 2023 and possibly at least through spring of the next season.
Yikes. Again, joining us, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. So the surgery itself, walk us through what you're doing for that surgery.
Well, the surgery itself, as we all know, it's the ligament on the inside of the elbow. So kind of basically where your funny bone is, that's where the ulnar collateral ligament or the ligament for Tommy John surgery is torn. And usually it's, or very rarely, is it worthwhile to repair it. It's just not strong enough, which kind of goes back to the fact that maybe it has chronic inflammation or micro tears. So there is a ligament in your forearm that you don't use much. A lot of people, if you take your long finger and bring it down into your palm, the ligament will actually, you'll see it, it'll be prominent, and that's called the palmaris longus, more jargon. Anyway, it doesn't really do much for you, and so we harvest that tendon, and then either using bone tunnels or anchors, reconstruct the ligament in your elbow. And we can actually even use the old ligament and cover it up, sort of like just a little casing, almost like a little sausage casing over the new ligament, close it up, and you're good to go. And that's when you get into, we allow it to heal, allow the incision to heal, and then begin the slow process of range of motion, strengthening, and so forth.
Once again, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, strategic field of Southeast Georgia, joining us. And Dr. Sasser, just like to thank you for your time.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Jason.
All right.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's. If it's Parker's, you know it'll be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi, and also check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave.
Burr.
Thank you, Kip. Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon. Check us out online, parkersga.com. By the way, we were talking about Tyler Matzik. He goes down, but we do get back Luke Jackson.
Yay.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look?
Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
At Cunningham Jewelers, we don't kick field goals, we score touchdowns. Let Cunningham Jewelers' friendly staff help push you over the goal line with that special someone. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Cunningham Jewelers proudly says, let's go Dogs.
Make sure you find your way to Catch 228 on Georgia, Florida Saturday. 11 TVs so you can see the game from every seat. Don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime. Before the game, for happy hour 4 to 6, or just for your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check out our Facebook for specials. Go Dogs!
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965. Or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty. Real estate with a personal touch.
You know, for someone who claims to hate that song as much as you claim to hate that song, you sure are over here busting a jig.
I didn't say I didn't like the song. I'm just saying it wasn't the biggest hit of the 1980s. That's what you say.
And I maintain that.
Well, you're wrong.
There is no song that was more popular than that song from the 1980 period to the 1989 period.
It's okay. All right.
I was there.
No, you weren't. But go ahead, man, with these college football picks.
It is time for us to make – look, I know that you guys said, hey, you know, we got to do something to help us make a little bit of money. I thought extra spending cash and Jason Bishop. And, Jason Bishop told you last week Utah was going to beat USC. This guy sitting next to me. He didn't tell you that.
I told you Georgia Southern was going to beat 25th ranked James Madison. I told you that. I told you TCU was going to beat Oklahoma State. I told you that.
But he didn't tell you that UCLA, or he didn't tell you that USC was going to lose to Utah. He didn't tell you that.
No, I didn't tell you that.
All right,
but I wasn't surprised it happened, though.
All right, let's get to these games. Number 14, Syracuse goes to Death Valley. Number 5, Clemson. Syracuse and Clemson. This is a big game in the ACC. I think it's Coastal. This is a big game over there because both of those teams are in the same division and they're undefeated in the conference. The winner gives themselves a leg up to play in the ACC championship game.
Yawn. I'll take Clemson.
This is a big game. Why are you yawning?
Are you excited about this game?
Syracuse at Clemson.
Clemson. Go ahead.
Tennessee Martin at number 3, Tennessee. Look for Tennessee to have a little bit of a letdown, but they've got Tennessee Martin. They'll get by them.
If Tennessee had a conference game this weekend,
they would lose.
They would be in trouble.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, but they'll beat up on Tennessee Martin.
Iowa at number 2, Ohio State.
Ooh, Iowa.
Now that's a yawner.
Their offense is, they just don't score a lot of points. Mm.
No kidding.
Ohio State big.
21, Cincinnati at SMU. There's a part of me that says, Jason, take SMU, but I know better. Yeah. I know how good Cincinnati is. I know how good the conference is that they play in the AAC. Take Cincinnati here to win this football game.
Yeah, I'll take Cincinnati.
Number 7. What?
Minus all the garbage that you spewed about it, but I'll take Cincinnati.
Just giving you facts.
No, you're giving me opinions. You're not giving me facts.
Number 7, Ole Miss goes to the other Death Valley to play the LSU Tigers. Listen to me right now. Ole Miss is undefeated.
Yeah, they're going to lose.
Ole Miss, this is their trip game. This is also their opportunity for Lane Kiffin and those guys to prove that they are for real. If you get by the trip game and you move forward, solidifying yourself as a real contender, then we'll take you seriously. What I'm trying to say is, long story short, I'm not taking Ole Miss seriously as a real contender in the national championship scene or in the conference championship scene unless they win this game. If they win this game, I'll take them seriously.
I'm picking LSU, and this is going to lay the foundation for, you ready for this?
All right.
This will lay the foundation for Lane Kiffin to take the Nebraska job in the offseason.
He would be a fool to leave Ole Miss to go to Nebraska.
Would he?
Yes. Number 9, UCLA at number 10, Oregon. See you, Pac-12.
Bye. Oregon's going to win this game. And then the Pac-12 will be sitting there talking about, wow, nobody respects us. But the only thing that the playoff committee is going to look at after Oregon wins this game and may go on to win the Pac-12 is that 49-3 beat down to Georgia in week one.
That's the only thing we said it in week one.
Yeah.
Oregon was done. Didn't matter. They could win the Pac-12 and win out. Would not matter.
And they're the best team in the Pac-12 right now.
Well, they've been the best team in the Pac-12 since day one. I told you that. This guy next to me told you it was Utah, but it's not.
Utah. They're still alive.
Okay. Moving on. I'll take Oregon, by the way.
Me too.
All right. Memphis at 25, Tulane. Give me Memphis to pull the upset.
I'm taking Tulane.
I want Memphis, one of those AAC juggernauts that gets no respect.
I mean, Tulane's a good football team.
So is Memphis.
We'll see.
20, Texas at number 11, Oklahoma State. You know what? Nah, give me the Cowboys.
I'm taking Texas.
Oh, of course you would.
I'm taking Texas on the road with that quarterback, Ewers. He's going to be a good one. And, yeah, I like Texas in this game. Oklahoma State, you do this every year. You get all this hype. It's usually you lose to Oklahoma and Texas, but you went ahead and lost to TCU last week. Mike Gundy, you are the Gus Malzahn of the Big 12. You're a 9-3 coach, 8-4 coach. That's what you are.
National championship coach.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. Coaching in Central Florida.
Yeah.
Boston College at number 13, Wake Forest. Give me the Demon Deacons.
Yes.
24, Mississippi State at number 6, Alabama. Mississippi State, timing could not have been worse for you to make a trip to Tuscaloosa.
You're in trouble, guys.
They're gonna make a point out of you.
Yeah, we'll have a Will Anderson sighting this weekend.
Yes, we will.
Yes.
Minnesota at 16, Penn State. Give me the Nittany Lions.
Ooh, they looked bad against Michigan last week.
They'll rebound.
They better. I'll take them.
Okay. Minnesota at Penn State. We're both taking Penn State. 17, Kansas State at number 8, TCU. Biggest game of the week in the Big 12. I believe that TCU is for real,
at least
in that conference. I'll take TCU here at home.
TCU is for real, and they look like the class of the Big 12 right now. I'll take them as well.
In the SEC, Vanderbilt at Mizzou. This is one of those games where Missouri's looking. They haven't had a great year. They say, you know, we can beat Vandy. And then Vanderbilt's looking at Missouri, who's lost 3 straight, saying, oh, you know, we might be able to beat Missouri. I'll take Mizzou at home.
I'll take Mizzou. Mizzou's not a bad football team. They've been in some. They should have beat Auburn. They should have beat Georgia. They probably should have beat Florida, but they couldn't get it done.
Here's a game where the level of expectations have not nearly been met with these two schools. Texas A&M preseason top 5, all the expectations in the world. South Carolina Sprint Spencer Rattler was going to come in and save the Gamecocks and make them a power in the SEC East. Instead, these two teams are both unranked.
He picked South Carolina to beat Georgia in the offseason.
That I did not.
Yeah, you did.
Yes,
you did.
I think you're misconstruing what I said, or misremembering what
Georgia
was said.
Georgia losing to South Carolina back in April.
I do not recall this conversation.
I'm sure you don't.
In the ACC, Duke at Miami. Give me Miami.
Yeah, I guess so.
Pitt at Louisville. Give me Pitt.
Yeah, I'll take Pitt.
In the AAC, the Central Florida Knights head over to East Carolina to play a tough East Carolina squad. And Gus Malzahn will have his team ready to go as they continue to march forward through that AAC gauntlet. UCF wins.
I'm putting UCF on upset alert this week.
They're not ranked.
This is one of those games where Gus will find a way to lose, but I'm going to pick Central Florida just simply because East Carolina is East Carolina.
You should have been picking Central Florida 3 years ago, years ago. What you should have been doing.
Okay.
But, you know, you don't want to listen to Jason Bishop.
I won't be picking them to win nothing of significance because they've got Gus as a coach.
Gus Malzahn
is a three to four loss a year coach, period.
He's got a national championship.
Give me Southern over Old Dominion.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Huge games in South Georgia all over the place. The Wayne County Yellow Jackets head over to Savannah to clash with Benedictine for first place in the region. MCA welcomes region rival ECI to the ship in Darien. Bullock Academy grudgingly welcomes Frederica to Statesboro in a huge rivalry game. Statesboro hosts Bradwell at Womack Field trying to get the ship back on track.
In Camden, host Val Dosta and Chris Gilman in Kingsland. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.